Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Mr. T.
Eric notes that Mr. T practiced law at a big law firm in Taiwan for 7 years. He has an LLM from UC Berkeley and passed the New York State Bar. He currently works at a law firm, but he asks if he should quit to study full time.
Nope.
I mean,
quit maybe, but quit to study full time? No.
Well, even then, if you're quitting a law firm, should you be going to law school?
Right. I'm just a fan of quitting. But quitting to study full time, no.
Okay. So anyways, Mr. T writes, the advantages of studying full time is that I can secure 40 hours for study a week instead of 28 to 30 hours a week.
Jesus.
At best, when I have a job. That's already a lot.
That's already too much.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
4 hours a day.
4 hours a day in addition to a law firm job.
Okay. So, Mr. T, your expectation of how to study is wrong. You need to give your best 1 to 2, on some days, maybe 3 hours. But 3 hours is pushing it. So, in that light, do you still want to quit your job? You don't need to do as much as you think you need to do. In fact, you may make more progress once you do that. Anyways, Mr. T continues, and I won't have any distraction. However, my concern is because I am the major income earner in my family, without having any income makes me financially anxious. My savings can support my family for 1 year without any income. Oh boy, it's definitely not worth any of this. But burning my savings makes me nervous. More importantly, More importantly, if I study full time, for example, for 6 months and I get a good score, it is great. But what if I still can't get a good score? Then what's the point? I'm also worried about how to pay for a JD if I burn out of my savings.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. T knows that this quit your job and study full time is a bad plan.
Yep.
That whole paragraph was like, here's why I don't want to do this.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So in this next question or paragraph, you say, therefore, I would like to seek your advice. Should I keep working, change to a less stressful job, and study for 28 hours a week? I can manage to hit this target if my working hours are stable. Or should I just quit doing any jobs and study full-time until I get a good score, 170 or so? FYI, my current score is around 157 to 160. Mr. T, just reduce the number of hours that you work a week. If you want to get another less stressful job, I'm all for that, but just not necessarily for the LSAT, just for your life. At the same time, maybe it's easier just to keep your current job and study less per week. Simple.
Yeah, I think you're getting in your own way by studying that much. I mean, and the fact that you're considering quitting your job so that you can study more than 28 to 30 hours a week. Jesus, you don't need to study full time for this test. In fact, you need not to study full time for this test. You need to have other things going on and then give the LSAT 1 or 2 high quality hours every day. You've got copious work ethic, Mr. T. It is obvious that you've got what it takes to do the work. You know what is going to be required of you. None of that's too much. That much is not required of you. You need to give it 1 or 2 high quality hours every day. Sounds like maybe Mr. T has an option to move within the firm or to move to some other firm as a paralegal, I guess, because he makes it sound kind of easy. Like, I could just shift to a less stressful job. So maybe it's get off the litigation team and instead get onto some other team.
Yeah.
To then make it easier for you to study a little bit every day, but you still don't need to be studying 4 damn hours, 7 days a week in addition to a full-time job.
Yeah. Just take that number and divide it by 2. Cut your time in half and you're going to be great.
Yeah, full-time job plus 2 hours of study every day for you, Mr. T. Great. And just study as long as you can. I mean, study until you really reach your actual potential, then take the official LSAT.
And by the way, Mr. T, that means that on some days you're going to study nothing because your day was long and stressful. Yeah. And the next day you'll do 2 hours and that's fine. Doesn't matter.
Get right back on the horse. Yeah. When we say 1 to 2 hours a day, we don't mean that you have to average it out and make up for time lost.
No.
We just mean you've got to, as many days as possible, you've got to give us that 1 or 2 high quality hours.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Thanks, Mr. T. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.